It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot in these markets?
You know, we're going to have to stay with wheat. That market continues to have some strength. Of course, the rains up here in the northern plains continuing to delay planting. Canada also seeing, you know, the flooding on the Manitoba side, the drought over on the Saskatchewan side. They continue to see issues as well. Southern plains continue to miss rains in the western regions of Kansas. So we'll have to go with wheat as what's hot. That market continues to see some issues. And we're also seeing a lower than expected stocks estimate out of Stats Canada for Canada. So wheat has a pretty good outlook right now.
Currencies this morning too, huh?
Currencies as well, yeah. We continue to see some strength in the dollar. It's backed off a little bit here as we're going into the early parts of the session, but the dollar continues to set contract highs, and a lot of that is due to the runaway inflation. We just can't seem to get a handle on it, and right now the market is continuing to see the dollar strengthen because of it.
What's not hot with this market then?
Well, I'd have to say weather is the one we have to look at. You know, you look at the cold, wet conditions, and it sounds like we're going to get warm again now this week. That's going to certainly help. But then another cool system coming in next week. But we continue to see the rains continuing to delay planting. If that comes into play, we definitely are going to be looking at extremely late planting dates. I mean, 25th is the last planting date for corn for most of North Dakota and northern Minnesota. That's fast approaching. That certainly has got to be at the top of people's list. But also corn and soybeans, they had in the eastern Corn Belt a little bit of an opportunity to get in the fields. That certainly is putting some pressure in on the corn and soybean market. They're not really hot right now. Stock market isn't really trading all that well because of concerns about the economy and the interest rates. And also the meats continue to be sluggish because of the expectation of the weak economy.
Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.